Majority of College Students Afraid to Disagree with Professors. By Dr. Susan Berry on October 29, 2018. A majority of U.S. college students report often feeling intimidated to disagree with professors who express their own personal political or social beliefs while teaching classes. A national online survey of 800 full-time undergraduates in both public and private schools found 53% of participants said they often felt intimidated to openly share ideas, opinions, or beliefs that were different from those expressed by professors in class. A majority of students, 54%, also said they often felt intimidated to express their views with peers who disagreed with them, while 44% said they did not feel intimidated. Additionally, 52% of respondents said their professors often use class teaching time to express their own political and social views that are not related to course subject matter, while 47% said this did not occur often. McLaughlin and Associates conducted the survey on behalf of Yale University's William F. Buckley Jr. Program between October 8 and 18. James Freeman, a director of the program, presented a preview of the survey's results at the Wall Street Journal. Wall Street Journal. American academicians unfortunately appear to be just as political and overbearing as one would expect, Freeman wrote. This column isn't old enough to remember when university faculty were thought to be conscientious adults in loco parentis. But perhaps the actual parents who write checks can someday find some way to encourage more responsible behavior. The Wall Street Journal assistant editor lamented what he calls a lack of a healthy intellectual atmosphere at schools where students should be able to hear and express differing views without fear. He found it further disappointing that 59% of the survey's participants agreed with the statement, "My college or university should forbid people from speaking on campus who have a history of engaging in hate speech." Freeman noted that while 60% of the students did not agree that physical violence can be justified to silence a person from expressing views defined as hate speech, the fact that a full one-third of college students could endorse violence in response to speech they deem offensive is still discouraging and a threat to free expression on American campuses. More uplifting, however, he said, is the outcome that 79% of survey respondents said the First Amendment is an important amendment that still needs to be followed and respected. Only 17% of students said the First Amendment is outdated and should be changed.